I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey there, I'm Lee Blue, and this is Solution First Marketing Part 3. So we're in a series here, and the first session, Part 1, we really talked about what solution last marketing is. And this is the strategy that almost all web designers are stuck with, where the first thing you do is you meet with a client, the second thing you do is you figure out what that client wants, and then the last thing you do is come up with the solution. So in that context, the solution is last. And if you're stuck with the solution being last, then all you have to market yourself with is your list of services. So now you're saying stuff like web design, social media management, SEO, you know, all of the same services that everybody else is offering. So you end up getting lost in the noise. You're not really differentiating yourself. You're not building any authority. You're not showing any leadership. You're just kind of blending into the crowd. And then that means one of the best ways to, you know, people feel like to get leads out of this is, well, let's lower the price. And then that way I'm better value. And then of course, now we're in this giant price race to the bottom. And pricing is just unfair and unreasonable for good web designers these days when you market yourself that way. So then part two was all about, okay, well, if that approach doesn't work, then what is solution first marketing? And so we kind of go into the details there where the whole idea is kind of do that same process, but do it backwards. So like the first thing that you do is come up with the solution. Then you go kind of meet with the client and tell people how it all works. And then that means you can now market based on the outcomes of your solution rather than marketing based on the names of the services that you offer. And so that's going to put you in a position where you have much more authority and leadership, and you're bringing integrity because you're offering something that you really know works. And so that's what solution first marketing is. And today we're going to talk about part three, which is, okay, well, all that stuff sounds great, but how do I get clients when I'm just getting started, if I don't have like a portfolio or particular case studies to show especially with regard to the solution that you're offering? So today is all about how to handle social proof when you're just getting started. And there's five pillars that every high ticket offer stands on. And we're gonna go through all five of the pillars real quick right now. But the last one is gonna be case studies and social proof. And what I want us to kind of get out of the way up front is it's okay not to have the fifth pillar when you're just getting started, and you don't want to like heavily discount your work or do free work in order to just build up the case studies. Because if you do, and a lot of people kind of fall into this trap, a lot of people think, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to do free work or really inexpensive work to build up my portfolio, and then I'll raise my price later. But that's just a recipe for disaster because you're going to burn out doing all of this awesome work for really, really low rates. So how are you supposed to sustain that? And even worse than that, even if you do manage to sustain it, then when you raise your price later, you're then going to lose all your leads because you're kind of building this reputation of being the affordable place to go for a website. And then, of course, once you raise your price, you're no longer the affordable place anymore. And now all of the leads and referrals that you're getting based on your portfolio of cheap work no longer is forthcoming, and now you're in just as bad of a spot as you were before. So much better than that is go ahead and charge full price right from the get-go and leverage the other four components or the other four pillars that support the offer. So let's talk about what all five pillars are. We just kind of talked about case studies. We're going to hit it again at the end, but here we go. So the first thing that you want to do when you're doing high ticket solution first marketing is talk about the outcome. Like what are people getting? Like what do I get? You know, like what business result would be forthcoming if I were to hire you and you were to help me out, right? So that's what you want to be talking about as the headline of your website, or even if it's just a landing page, it can be the headline of the landing page. But the overall first and biggest, most important thing is, what is it? You know, what do I get out of this? Then you want to move down into the target market. Like who is it for? Because people are very much inclined to believe it's not for me, right? Like even if they think that the offer is great, the product is fantastic, it would be really cool, but it works for them, it doesn't work for me. So the second pillar that holds up your offer is the
the targeting behind it. Like, who is it for? Like, who can get these kinds of results? And who is it not for? Because if you say it's for everybody, like I see a lot of times people say, we build websites for small business, or we build websites for anybody, really. Like, a lot of times people just say, we solve hard problems, basically. Like, if you've got a marketing problem, we'll solve it, right? But that doesn't resonate with anyone. And it's not even true. It's like, how do you know that you can solve problems for all the people in the whole wide world? It's like, you probably can't, you know, right? There's probably certain markets that you understand and can do a better job at than others. For example, the way a photographer would get clients is different from how a real estate agent gets clients. Or the way a photographer exercises email marketing strategies is different from how a moving company would exercise email marketing strategies, which is different from a restaurant, right? So it's like, depending on the type of client, you use different strategies. And there's no way that any one person or even any one company can be an expert in all of the different spaces. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you underscore the targeting of who your offer is for and who can get the outcome that you just talked about from pillar one. So pillar one is what the outcome is. Pillar two is who can get these types of results and who cannot, right? So you want to be making sure that you're saying, these are the people that I'm really trying to work with regard to this particular offer. And these are the people that it's not really going to resonate with, or it's not going to be as effective for, or maybe they're entirely disqualified from it altogether. So that's pillar number two, is the target marketing. So people can feel like, hey, yeah, this really is for me. And again, I want to really underscore the point behind it, because people are inclined to believe that if you go too broad, they're going to have two problems. The first one is they're going to say, oh, well, you know, it's too broad to be true. But even if they feel like it may be true, they're going to say, it's too broad for me. Like, it probably works for other people. Like, people are really, really quick to unfairly disqualify themselves, right? Like, people are just kind of hardwired to think everything works for them, doesn't work for me. Therein lies the problem. So make sure that your targeting says, this really is specifically for you. And that will be a huge help in attracting the right type of client. Then you move into your strategy. So the third pillar is, how does it work, right? It's like, what's the secret sauce? Like what's the, what's different from what you're offering compared to just the mainstream approach of what I can get from everybody else, right? Because again, the whole point of what we're doing with solution first marketing is distinguishing you, like pulling yourself out of the crowd so that you don't sound like everybody else, and that you're establishing authority and building leadership and offering a better outcome than someone would get just from a garden variety web designer. So what you want to do is you want to kind of highlight some of the secret sauce, like what really goes into the solution that's different from the mainstream approach. And the thing that you want to be careful with regard to this third pillar, is not to get too deep into the technical weeds of what you're doing. And instead, you want to highlight how you're doing it or why it works, you know, kind of higher level. And the waterfall that's happening here is you've got this outcome, and the outcome, by the way, needs to be some sort of business related objective. Like, it can't be your site just loads faster, because like, so what if your site loads faster? Like, you want the outcome to be you get more clients, you get more calls, you make more money, you save time and support, or you know, something like that, some kind of a business result that clients actually want. And then you say this, and so when you get to pillar three about how does it work, you say why it works. Like, you know, you pull out some highlights from your solution to kind of emphasize that it's different. It's a different and disruptive approach, different from the mainstream. And for, you know, two or three reasons, this is why it works a lot better. That ends up being your third pillar that holds up your offer. And then the fourth one is you. So like, what is there about you? You know, like your job history, your personal experience, your life experience. What is there about you that enabled you to come up with this solution in the first place, right? So like how are you able to have the insight that other people are missing? Like, what positioned you in a place to figure all this out while everyone else is stuck kind of struggling through the mainstream approach? Now, what you don't want to do is you don't want to make it sound like an accident that you just started a web design business. Like, I see this all the time. It's like, hey, I had this job at this, paintball, you know, thing, and you know, they didn't have a website, and so you know, I said I could build sites, and then the next thing you know, I kind of liked it, and yada yada. Now I'm building websites for everybody. Like, that's not what you want. And it's also, what you also don't want to do is you don't want to just, you know, talk about every single thing that there ever was in your history. Like in terms of like where you went to school and what degrees you have and all your past jobs and all your hobbies and interests. This is not the point to kind of share past experience to get people to like you. That's a different thing. Like that's, you know, we'll talk about building rapport and how to meet with clients and things like that. That's set apart for a different time. What you're really looking for right here with pillar four is, what is there about you and your past experience that positions you in a position of authority, of expertise, to like a unique perspective to be able to come up with the solution that you've established in the first place? So really what you're doing is you're actually talking about the client, but you're doing it in the context of yourself. Like, what is there about you that enables you to help your client at a deeper level than everyone else who has not had the same experience that you have? That's the fourth pillar. And so if you go ahead and get started with those four things, then you will have a strong enough base to start onboarding clients, right? So if you have social proof or case studies or examples from your portfolio that underscore the things that you're talking about, go ahead and show that. Even if it's from a past job experience, like you can say, hey, I had this job at this other place where I was doing these things, and that gave me the insight to be able to come up with a solution. And it's okay, just, you know, give credit to the other employers and so forth, but say I was part of that team and this is why I'm able to come up with this great solution. So if you have that, go ahead and share it, because having more social proof is better than not having that, right? But not having it is not that big of a deal. It's certainly not so big of a deal that you have to just do free work or cheap work to build up a bunch of case studies or a portfolio. So instead of doing free work to worry about the case studies, leverage the first four things that we just talked about, and then the case studies will build themselves. Like, you'll get some clients, then as you get results for those clients, put them in your case studies, and then the case studies build themselves. And so that fifth one about case studies and social proof will naturally build itself, because what you're really doing is you're getting people to hire you because they believe in your strategy, they believe in you, they like what you're offering, they want the outcome that you're offering, it makes sense to them. Like, the whole package altogether is really the most important part by a lot. The case studies are just the icing on the cake. Now, of course, everybody likes icing on the cake, right? So having them is better than not having them, but it's by no means a deal breaker. So when you're just getting started, put heavy emphasis really on the strategy, like that third pillar, like how does it work? Why does it work? You know, all of that. And then support that with yourself and your own past experience. And that will be enough to onboard clients into your high ticket offer, even if you're just getting started. So if this is sounding good and you want help kind of implementing this kind of story on your website or building a landing page along these lines, and you want help kind of starting to land these higher ticket clients, you know, hop on over to doublestack.net/call and we'll get on the phone and talk about exactly how to do this. So it'll be free 45 minutes where you can just tell me, you know, kind of tell me your story. Like, where are you coming from? What's your past experience? What kind of projects have you worked on? And then together, we'll put our heads together and figure out how can we really bring this to life for a high ticket offer with these five pillars. And it may even be the case that there's some, you know, some case studies kind of lingering out there that we can pull in while we're kind of building up additional ones as well. So head on over to doublestack.net/call, and that will pull up my calendar, find a time that works for you, and then I'll call you at the time that you select. And we'll dive into all of this stuff and start landing some high ticket offers for you. So very cool. So doublestack.net/call. And I look forward to talking to you.